hope you enjoy listening to this weekly podcast from Lifeline Church. You can find out more and discover our other podcasts by searching for Lifeline Church, visiting lifelinechurch.co.uk, or by taking a look at our YouTube channel, Lifeline Church Dagenham.
Jamie and I are going to share with you this morning. There is more. I'd like to do the response, a response now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is it okay to do things a little bit differently? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the response we could do is this. Lord, I want to be ready to hear what you've got to say to me. Anybody join in that?
Yeah.
Lord, have you got something to say to me? I want to hear it. Say amen to that. Okay, little adjustment here. Is that better? Can you hear me okay? Good, good. Give me a little sort of friendly smile or something like that. You know, because I'm not very used to doing this. I've only been doing it for about 50 years, so, yeah. All right, there's more. This is good news. This is good news.
Yeah.
Amen. 1 John 3:11, for this is the message you've heard from the beginning. We should love one another. I could sympathize if you're saying, oh no, not again. I almost feel like that myself, except for it's burning so strong. And try as I may, I have not been able to get away from this. Therefore, I'm going to be sharing again in the same theme. The message you've heard from beginning, we should love one another. Why is that? Because this is something that I think God is constantly bringing to us. There's something more that he's got for us in this realm. There's something more that he wants to impart to us. There's something more in this particular realm of actually loving him and loving one another and living as though we do. 1 Thessalonians 3, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. I like the beginning of that. It's not something that I am going to do. It's not something that I can do. It's something that we can ask God to do. May the Lord make your love increase more and more, an overflow for each. The message as you give what you have, more comes. As you give what you have, more comes. A little nudge here, a little opportunity there, and we choose to give, and more comes. It's a strange thing, isn't it? It's a kingdom thing. In this world, the mentality is you hold on to, you conserve, you hang on to what you've got. In the kingdom of God, it's different. We give what we have, we use what we've got, and he makes it increase and overflows. As you love what you have, more comes to be responding to what he wants. So let's be real. Three different groups of people. As you give what love you have, more comes, okay? I'm not sure I would want to do it because it costs too much. Let's call that limited desire. The symptoms of that is, now, have to be real. Do you understand that term Pitchforking. All right, let me just explain it to you because it might not be very familiar. Pitchforking. In the olden days, there was a particular exercise in farming where the farmer would be needing to move the hay and had a special long-handled fork with two prongs. And the way it was done, he would stand there and get hold of a forkful and throw it over his head. Kneel the star for the moment. The idea was it doesn't touch you, it goes behind you. And we don't want a pitchfork. And I don't want you to pitchfork. I want you to be open. If God is saying this to you, fine. Three different groups. I'm not sure I would want to. It costs too much, so there's a limited desire. Symptoms, it feels like a lot of work to care for others. Not sure I want to engage in that mess, that hassle. Kind of feeling protective of your life. And the message is he Lord? Does he get what he wants? Would you allow God to mold your desires after his? All right, the second of the different groups of possible responses. I can't possibly do this, so I'll settle for what I can manage. We remember talking about loving more, and love is a very practical thing. Limited ability. You see, in the natural, we can probably love and relate to, you know, a couple of family members or something like that. In the goodness of God, we can stretch out to a bit more, hence the circle goes to a bit wider. But then we're overwhelmed to think about others beyond that. So if I pick the ones that are close to me, well, I could love Neil, I could love Alan, to go beyond that. But this is what God is calling us to expand and develop. But here's the good news. You can't do it. It's not possible. You can't make love grow. We may have chosen, for many of us, to surrender our lives to God. We couldn't make love. We couldn't make ourselves love God. This is the miracle. We can't make ourselves love one another. That's God at work in us. God commands us to love, and everything he commands us to do is beyond our ability, but he promises to empower us, and there's a key here, a key to receiving. Lord, help. I can't do it, but I choose to. I choose to. And then there's the third possible position. Yes, this is limited awareness. Great stuff, but I'm already doing it. We are blind if we think we can see all that God's got for us. Symptoms, feel you're pretty confident of doing a good job. Therefore, this message must be for someone else. In fact, you can point to a handful of examples where you've demonstrated love for others. Praise God, that's good. But God is calling us to increase, to grow, to go beyond it. Let God be the judge if I'm giving all that God wants from me. Let him decide that. And how do we do that? Lord, search me. Search me, O God. Have your way. You know what could happen? Most likely to happen is that God will begin to unlock a dream. The dream of what more he's got for me, what more he could have for me. What does he have for others through me? A dream. What could happen if I love people more? If in this community we developed in loving one another more as a result of loving God more, what could God do beyond what happens at the present time. You see, part of what I believe is the constancy of this message is where God wants to take us in these coming days. We started off in this very vein with this emphasis, and we are approaching interesting times of development of community, shared life, as a demonstration of what God is like. So before we decide this isn't for me, I ask God, is this one for me? A passion to see the vision that God has laid out is something that He stirs within us. And if there's an inkling of that, if there's a little bit of that, say, thank you, Lord, for being at work in me. I want more. It's Him. It's God who works in us, both to create the desire and give the ability to do His will. And His will is that our love for one another grows as our love for Him grows. You know, an excuse like the ones we just looked at is not as good as a finished task. So will you come with me and let's explore this adventure that God's got. Now in 2 Peter, there's a very interesting chapter 1, verse 5 to 9. And the writer lists out, and this is God's word, like an ascending level of developments. And it gets to the last but one, and this is about, for this very reason, make every effort to add, and it gives us a list. Then the second from last is mutual affection, but the last is love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. Anybody want to be effective, productive? What a miserable life if to go through not being effective and not being productive. And there's a very clear direction here that what will keep us from that, keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Mutual affection. I can only control one part of a two-party interaction. But I can help facilitate this by being vulnerable. Let's just look for a moment at the difference between affection and love. Affection comes from the original Greek word philadelphia. Means I like you, I appreciate you. It's a kind of brotherly love. Whereas love, the final thing in that list in the scripture that we read, is the agape, willing to inconvenience myself on your behalf. It's that self-giving love, that vulnerability, that opening of heart to one another. So here's a little challenge. Do we have mutual affection or love for each other? God is calling us deeper. Let's have a little look. The impact of love, which keeps you, remember, from being ineffective or unproductive. Keeps you on the boil. Stops stagnating or getting tired. Oh, I've done this, I can't go any further. Increases motivation. Removes the loss of motivation. It's a terrible thing, the loss of motivation. Particularly for things of God. This is not necessarily to stop us robbing banks or engaging in adultery. This is about the danger of falling to sleep. We're just going through the motions. See, God is wanting us to function out of a heart that's overflowing, out of something that's stirring inside, out of an increasing motivation, out of something that says, I have to, I need to, I want to. Something that God is working in us. And brothers and sisters, this is what God is offering at this time. He's not wanting us to try harder or work harder. That will be maybe a product, working harder, doing more. That's beside the point. He's wanting us to revel in the relationship that we have with him as an increasing thing, growing in love, growing in the output or the effect of love one to another as a result of growing in love to him. Going through the motions. You know, we're talking about going to work to earn the money, to buy the food, to give you strength. Go to work to earn the money, to buy the food, to give. What a miserable existence. Praise God. He's lifted us out of that. He's called us to become his children. He's called us to become his people. Part of the body of Christ. With a motivation towards one another that causes a demonstration of what Christ is like. He's caused us to much greater things. Does that sound good? Risk a little whoopee or something like that. Yeah. I like that one, yeah.
It's a bit over the top, that.
You know, we tend to be a little bit English, yes, that's a word, but a little bit quiet, a little bit kind of, we take our fun rather seriously. I think it's time to let our hair down. It's time to basically be refreshed in his love and have something stirring in us where we can't say, we have to say, whoopee, or something like it. I mean, you can be religious and say hallelujah. That's okay. We don't mind that here. So let's have a little look at that supply, and Jamie's going to help us.
So I want to look at the adding to aspect of that scripture. So we're in a situation where the message is there's more. Now you can read that as, oh, there's more that's demanding of me. Well, somewhat that's true, but I also want to look at it from the perspective of he's got more for us. That then means that there's more that comes from us. And so when you're looking at that scripture where it's talking about add to mutual affection love, go from, oh, you're a pleasant bunch, you're nice, I could spend a Sunday morning with you, but probably not much more. Yeah, kind of, I've got my limits. What turns that from mutual affection into love? Well, I kind of feel like I fall into all of those categories that we looked at the beginning. Sometimes I don't really want to. Like the thought of having to spend more time with Neil Jakes, no, I'm all right. But when something else happens, I'm thinking, I don't know if I could spend more time with Neil Jakes. I don't know if I could stomach any more of him.
Poor Neil.
Somewhat that's probably a better place than when I was like, yeah, sure, I can handle Neil. And I don't even know that I couldn't. And that's like the third category. And so I want to know, how do I move from there's more, there's a genuine love that God could have for Neil through me. And I kind of feel at points like that little diagram that we had of, I can love my family. I can love my wife. I can love my kids. That's in that space. And then I meet with God and something expands in my heart. And I was like, wow, I can actually love this other group of people. This is amazing. Then I get to a point where I realize, wait a second, there's other people that God's putting around me. I can't love them. I've got nothing left. And so I kind of feel a little bit like this. And I've not practiced this illustration, so we'll see how it goes. And I've got to make the cameraman work. Right, so. Can you see those lines on there? Is that visible? If I hold my hand behind, can you see that there's a line? Oh, look at that. Brilliant work. Great job. Right. So these are people in my life that I need to give love to. And this is the level of love that I feel that I've got. And I get to this point and realize, oh, I'm not gonna have enough. I suddenly feel this level of pressure. I'm spent. I've run out. There's nothing more that I've got. So I can either take the thing of, well, I prefer to have it back just to keep it in here. It's at least there's something that I've experienced that I've got. Or I can say, well, this is as much as I've got. I'm not going to get to your line, but just you blooming well be thankful for what I have given you. There you go. You've all got a little bit. That's what you feel like when I'm with you, don't you? That is quite justifiable. I've given you everything that I've got. I've given you everything that I've got. But it's not come up to the line that I was told to do. Well, I could feel defensive. I could feel overwhelmed. But I have no time. I have no energy. If I give this bit, what will be left for me can be the kind of the attitude. But if he's got more, we're actually talking about knowing a supply. So 2 Corinthians 9:10, it says, now he who supplies the seed to the sower and the bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness. Who supplies? He supplies. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work with us. So if there is a supply, a constant supply that's coming out, this is where I go to. This is what I've got. A good measure, poured together, and overflowing. The supply that doesn't finish, that can give more and more. See, I told you I hadn't practiced it. See, but the image I have, let me just jump back to the slide, is of this waiter. You know, like sometimes when you're, well, I've never gone out to a fancy restaurant, but imagine you've gone out to a fancy restaurant. You're drinking your wine and you're holding it there, and before you realize, you look back and it's full again. That happens to you. I mean, that's what it's like when I come to your house. I mean, that's what it's like. God is like that really attentive waiter that is looking for the opportunity to give more. He's waiting until you've given what you've got, and then he can put more in, more in, more in. More than we could possibly dream of or imagine is his attitude. He's just waiting. You give a little bit out, and let me have the chance to pour more into you. Yeah, that's my point.
Thank you.
That goes to you.
Thank you, Jamie. So, David, realizing he couldn't fulfill God's requirement, made this response. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. That's a recognition that we can't do what God wants us to do. outside of him helping us. But if God stirs a desire to be more like him, if God is stirring a desire to move on with him, if God is causing his word to touch you, this is a time to say, Lord, create in me a pure heart. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for what I've been given. But Lord, you're just touching me with a desire for more. If there is no desire for more, all is not lost. It's an opportunity to say, Lord, there is something being said here. I need you to do the first bit, create the desire. See, the Bible tells us it's God who works within us to create the desire and then to give the ability to do his will. Create that in me, Lord. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. And of course, the truth is, as you give out what God has put in you, rather like the illustration Jamie was just showing you, there comes an increase. There comes not just a replenishing, but an increase. Giving out what God has put in us has the impact of refreshing the wonder of salvation in you. That's exactly how you fill your cup. He's actually equipped us. Hold on tight here, because this one is quite amazing. He's equipped us to love like he loves. Now, I asked you earlier on about being responsive to what God is saying. Is there something more? Are you loving like he loves? And I'm constantly hearing this. Constantly can't get away from it. That not just for me personally, but includes me personally, but for us as a community, what God has for us in these days requires a new level of loving him and loving one another and living as though we do. And I would not be faithful to him or to you, my precious brothers and sisters, if I didn't keep bringing this thing while God is saying. There's something that God's got for us to take us from where we are into a new place of love and adoration, firstly for him, then for one another, and that being expressed living in a more demonstrative way of what it is to love one another. Equipped us to love like he loves, to give, to share, and care just like he would. That longing to see somebody experience his love. It's part and parcel of this great salvation. Lord, you've put this love in my heart. What could you accomplish? It's not a struggle to love others. It becomes automatic. 1 Thessalonians. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. This is what God is saying. There's something that he's laying before us and calling us into. I don't know what lies ahead, but I know that it's in his hand. And I know that this is the equipping, this is the dimension, this is the expression that he is constantly bringing to me, and to me for us, and for others, bringing as well. Lord, help us. Help us to not just hear your word, but be doers of your word. Lord, we only came to you because you drew us. Lord, we only walk with you because you cause us. It's your life within us. And Lord, at this time, we're very conscious. Not that we've got to try harder, because that never works, but Lord, that you've got something more for us. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts. Open my heart, Lord. I want to reach out and touch him and say that I love him. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast by Lifeline Church. We hope this message has been an encouragement to you. We are a relational church who live to demonstrate God's love to one another and our surrounding community in real and practical ways. We believe that this love can restore our families, our friendships, our communities, and our nation. We'd love to connect further with you, so please visit our website, lifelinechurch.co.uk, or interact with us on Facebook at lifeline.church.uk.